Welcome to Partnership, where your network is the wind in your sails. I'm your host, Alex Standiford, and I'm here to redefine online partnerships for bootstrapped businesses. I believe in working with top talent to expand your sales channels and enrich the lives around you, not just the pockets of big corporations.
Today, we're going to talk about a major shift that could supercharge your online course business. While there's plenty of money and satisfaction in selling online courses, a lot of course creators reach a point where they wonder, what's next? Imagine this. You've built a successful course, and you've got plenty of students enrolled. Now, you want to scale things up. How do you do it? If you've ever wondered about this next step, you're going to want to stick around, because I'm going to talk about how to go from simply scaling your online courses to creating a full-blown online course platform. In this episode, I'm going to show you how businesses like Peloton, Netflix, and Profit First have done it, and how you can apply similar strategies to your business and unlock new opportunities for growth and revenue. Let's get started. So it's clear that the e-learning business isn't going anywhere. In fact, it just keeps on growing. This is great news for course creators, but what a lot of people fail to realize is that there are so many opportunities for extending and expanding your course income, and this can take your business to a whole new level. Here's the key though. It's not just about selling more courses. It's about building an ecosystem that keeps customers engaged and coming back for more. This is where the marketing hourglass comes into play. The marketing hourglass is all about the right path that your customers take, starting from when they first hear about you to when they become loyal advocates. I want you to think about an hourglass shape for a second. If you visualize the top part and you're thinking within the context of marketing, this top half is all about getting noticed, sparking interest, and driving sales conversions. But the bottom of the marketing hourglass is all about what happens after the purchase. That means keeping your current customers engaged and getting them to buy again, use your product more, and tell others about it. This is where the magic happens, building loyalty that leads to repeat businesses and turning your customers into advocates who spread the word for you. By giving them more value, whether it's through additional content, a vibrant community, or even exclusive resources, you're not just making another sale. You're creating lasting relationships that fuel the long-term growth of your business. Keep this concept in mind, because now we're going to get into the business model stuff. When you first started selling courses, your focus was probably on creating great content and then marketing that content in order to get sales. This model works really well, and you can certainly build a solid business by focusing on one-off sales of individual courses. Now we're talking about creating a full-blown education platform where multiple creators can contribute. So, what does that even look like? Let's take Peloton as an example. They didn't just stop at selling bikes. Instead, they created a platform that offers live and recorded fitness classes, allowing users to access expert instruction, track their progress, and connect with a community. What's really interesting about Peloton's approach is how they outsource their content to different trainers. By bringing in various experts, they not only expand the range of content, which helps attract new customers, in other words, the top of the marketing glass, they also keep things fresh and engaging for current users as well. Trainers rotate their content regularly, ensuring there's always something new and motivating for subscribers. This move transformed Peloton from a company that sold fitness equipment to a dynamic platform that offers both physical products and educational content supporting that product. Peloton found a way to blend physical products with valuable resources, giving customers a reason to keep coming back. You can apply the same approach to your course business by expanding your offerings to provide not just courses, but a whole ecosystem of educational resources. With contributions from other experts, you can elevate your brand and create a recurring revenue model that grows over time while keeping your audience engaged and happy at the same time. This approach gives you the ability to grow your online course business way past what you might be able to do as a single course creator. And the benefits can be absolutely game-changing. Think about it. You're diversifying your portfolio, expanding the value of your existing courses with complementary content, and essentially building that ecosystem to support a whole niche community. This can make your brand a go-to resource, which is the secret sauce to long-term growth. But in order to achieve this, you're going to need to pinpoint what it is that your customers need once they've finished your initial course. If you're not sure where to start, here are a few questions to ask. What is the next challenge someone has once they finish your course? What is going to help them continue on their journey? This could include things like advanced techniques, additional coaching, or deeper dives into specific topics. Or maybe they just need more resources in order to apply what they've learned. Another thing to think about is any gap in knowledge or skills that your students might still be facing after your course. This can help you identify additional topics or advanced content that can provide value and keep them engaged. Profit First is another great example of this kind of thinking. What started as a book on financial management for entrepreneurs evolved into a platform that certifies Profit First professionals, which are trained experts who coach others using the system. The extension of the Profit First brand opened up a brand new revenue stream through partnerships and created an entire ecosystem of certified professionals who promote this method. So think about it. Could your business benefit from certification programs, expert partnerships, or even a network of professionals who teach and coach others using your system? This can bring significant extra value to your customers while expanding your brand beyond your original content. Once you have identified opportunities for expanding your offerings, the next step is to explore how to diversify your revenue streams. The traditional model of selling individual courses can be profitable, but it does limit your income to how many courses you can sell at any given time. That's where the shift to the platform model comes in. It opens doors to revenue streams that are not only more sustainable, but also more scalable. What do I mean by sustainable, though? When you move to a platform model, you can do things like introduce memberships, subscriptions, or even premium content tiers. These recurring revenue streams create a stable, predictable income that allow you to rely less on one-off course sales. This means you're not constantly chasing new customers. Instead, you're nurturing a community of loyal users who continue to pay for ongoing access. As for scalability, a platform allows you to bring in other course creators or experts, meaning your content offering can grow without being limited to how much personally you can create. With each new contributor, your platform expands, and with it, your ability to attract a wider audience. Take Netflix, for example. He started as a DVD rental service, but saw the potential in streaming content. Instead of relying solely on their own catalog, they partnered with creators and studios to offer a wide range of programming. This strategic move allowed them to scale quickly, growing their content library through partnerships, while also creating original content at the same time. What's particularly interesting is that Netflix likely earns or pays some form of royalty in these agreements with these studios and creators. While, of course, we don't know the exact terms, it is clear that this partnership model is a huge part of what makes Netflix so popular. By collaborating with other content providers, they ensure a steady flow of new programming that keeps their audience satisfied, which brings us back to the bottom of the marketing hourglass. Netflix's partnerships don't just attract new viewers, which is the top of the hourglass. They also play a critical role in retention, or the bottom of the hourglass. The constant flow of fresh content keeps people engaged and subscribed, while also attracting new people to become subscribers. Customers feel like they're always getting value, which reduces churn and keeps that subscription revenue rolling in. You can apply that same strategy to your platform by collaborating with other creators, ensuring that your audience always has new, engaging content. This makes your business not only scalable, but also sustainable in the long run. This really is a revenue sharing model, where each course creator earns a percentage of the sales from their content. The beauty of this model is that every course creator has a vested interest in promoting the platform, which drives value for everyone involved, including you. Another powerful approach is to introduce a tiered subscription model. Instead of charging customers for individual courses, offer them access to a variety of courses at different price points, basic, premium, or even all-inclusive packages. This creates recurring revenue for your business while providing ongoing value to your customers. These customers would then get access to a wide range of content as a result. Subscription models also allow you to cater to different segments of your audience, from casual learners to those looking for in-depth, specialized training. You could also create a marketplace within your platform, where course creators sell additional resources such as ebooks, templates, or coaching sessions alongside their courses. By offering more than just courses, you create multiple income streams, enhancing the value of your platform for both the creators and the users. Remember, the more comprehensive the learning experience, the more attractive your platform becomes, which leads to a higher customer retention and more referrals. But expanding your platform isn't just about adding content. It's about creating an ecosystem that encourages collaboration and community. Community is one of the key elements that sets successful platforms apart from simple content marketplaces. When you think of Peloton, it's not just about the fitness classes. It's about the community of people who feel connected through those shared experiences. The same thing applies to your course platform. By fostering a sense of community, you can create a deeper connection between your customers and your brand, making your platform more than just a collection of courses. It becomes a place where people come to learn, share, and grow. This sense of community can also be a major driver of value for the course creators who you partner with. By offering opportunities for them to connect and collaborate, you enhance the quality of the content on your platform while building loyalty among your creators at the same time. For example, you could host collaborative events like live workshops, webinars, or even virtual summits where multiple course creators come together to share their expertise. These events not only provide new ways to monetize your platform, but also give creators a reason to stay engaged and invested in your business. Profit First expanded into community building as well. They didn't just create a book and a certification program. They built a thriving network of certified coaches who actively promote and use their system. This network of professionals creates a referral loop that continually drives new customers to the platform, expanding its reach and creating ongoing value for both the business and its partners. You could also consider implementing a mentorship program within your platform, where more experienced course creators guide newer creators through the process of developing and marketing their own courses. This could add value to your platform by helping new creators succeed, while also fostering a support system that encourages continuous improvement and innovation. At the end of the day, the more you invest in your creators, the more they will invest in your platform. Now, of course, let's not forget about collaborations. Co-branded courses, content series, or any other collaboration can bring multiple creators together to produce comprehensive learning experiences. These type of collaborations are attractive to learners who are looking for unique, in-depth, and multifaceted learning. Plus, co-branded courses have the added benefit of drawing in new audiences from each creator's existing follower base, which helps to expand your platform's reach as well. Ultimately, creating a community of experts not only enhances your platform's content offering, but also builds a stronger overall brand. When creators feel valued and empowered to contribute, the quality of your content improves, retention rates will go up, and your platform becomes a go-to destination for learners and educators alike. If the idea of building a full online course platform feels overwhelming, don't worry. Siren makes this process incredibly simple and manageable. In this scenario, you're not just setting up affiliate programs. You're creating a comprehensive platform where multiple course creators can contribute, collaborate, and share in the success of your business. And with Siren, everything from affiliate partnerships to royalty distributions can be easily managed right from your dashboard. Now, think back to that marketing hourglass I was talking about earlier. At the top, affiliate programs and other sales-focused initiatives can help bring in new customers. Siren allows you to seamlessly create and manage these partnerships, driving more traffic and sales through affiliates who promote your platform. But the bottom of that hourglass is just as important. And as we've talked about in this episode and past ones, that's where the retention happens. So think about profit-sharing models like royalty distribution programs. With Siren, you can set up these models to reward course creators and keep them engaged, which helps ensure a steady flow of content and keeps your members subscribed. The beauty of Siren is that it empowers you to automate and scale both ends of the hourglass. By building out strong affiliate programs to attract new customers and leveraging profit-sharing partnerships to retain them, you are setting up a scalable, sustainable business that thrives from the efforts of everyone involved. Siren simplifies this entire process, making it easy to grow your platform without getting bogged down in complicated logistics. As you move from being a solo course creator to building a complete course platform, remember that your success hinges on providing ongoing value for both your customers and your course creators. By identifying your audience's needs and continually expanding your offerings, you create a dynamic ecosystem that evolves alongside your business. Whether it's an affiliate program that attracts new customers, a revenue sharing model that keeps your customers engaged, or partnerships with other experts, the goal is to build a platform that scales, a platform that allows you to move beyond one-off sales and generate recurring revenue through subscriptions, additional resources, and collaborative content. It also gives you the opportunity to foster a community of like-minded experts who are invested in the platform's success. This ensures a steady flow of content and value for your audience. If you're ready to take your course business to the next level, now is the time to transition to a platform model. Download Siren today to get started. And remember, With the right tools and the right strategy, you can build a sustainable, scalable platform that can stand the test of time.
Thank you for joining us in this episode of Partnership, where your network is the wind in your sails. I hope you found today's discussion insightful and inspiring. Remember, the strength of your business lies in the partnerships you build and nurture. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review. For more tips and insights, visit our website at partnership.fm. This is Alex Staniford sailing out.